From Birmingham, I'm Michael Crowell with WBHM News. In Vestavia Hills, authorities are still investigating what led to a shooting at St. Stephen's Episcopal Church. Last night, at around 6:20, police got a call reporting an active shooter at the church. When it was over, three people were killed and another injured. Joining me now is WBHM's Miranda Fulmore. Hi.
Hey, good afternoon.
What's the latest? What do we know?
Yeah, so we know a couple of things. After the shooting last night, a number of police departments responded to the call of the active shooter, including the Vestavia Hills, Mountain Brook, and Hoover Police Departments, as well as the Jefferson and Shelby County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Marshals Service and the FBI. So it was a very collective effort. A lot of police departments responded. At the press conference this morning, Vestavia Hills Police Captain Shane Ware identified the suspected shooter as a 71-year-old white male who occasionally attended the church, but police haven't released a motive. They said he used a handgun, though.
Other news media outlets are reporting the possible name of the shooter. We have not independently
Correct.
Confirmed that, so we are not mentioning the shooter's name.
We're not. We're waiting on word from the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office. They're expected to file charges this afternoon, but that's pretty much all we know right now is that it's a 71-year-old white male.
What do we know about the victims?
Yeah, so we know that there were three people that actually died. One of them on the scene, two of them at the hospital. The one that died on the scene was 84-year-old Walter Rainey from Irondale. 75-year-old Sarah Yeager from Pelham died at the hospital. And also an 84-year-old woman from Hoover died at the hospital as well, actually today, about 2 hours ago. Police say her family requested to keep her name private. So that's pretty much the extent that we know about the victims so far.
Other media outlets are quoting former Reverend Doug Carpenter, who founded the church in 1973, retired in 2005, saying there was a church member who hit the shooter with a chair and
yeah.
wrestled him to the ground. What have Vestavia Hills police said about this?
Yeah, so the police captain, Shane Ware, said just that, you know, another church attendee at that potluck gathering held the man down until police arrived. You know, let's listen to what he said after that.
It was extremely critical in saving lives. The person that subdued the suspect, in my opinion, is a hero.
Yeah, so like I mentioned before, Ware is waiting on releasing that individual's name, the suspected shooter's name, until we get confirmation of expected capital murder charges filed maybe this afternoon by the Jefferson County District Attorney's Office.
What has been the community reaction so far?
Yeah, so I know that there have been, there was a gathering today at another Episcopal church over in Mountain Brook. They were having prayer time, time to just kind of reflect on what had happened. Other people have gathered in the nearby Publix parking lot to talk about it as well. Different churches, there's been a lot of engagement on social media talking about what has happened.
Okay, WBHM's Miranda Fulmore, thank you. And you can continue to follow us on social media for the latest on this story.
Yes.